We greet you in Jesus' worthy name this morning. My heart is blessed to be here and worship with you and also to fellowship with you. Yesterday, there was an inquiry, the purpose of our being here. And of course, to us, it was self-explanatory, but they didn't know. So I told them that I have roots here. My mother comes from here. And I have cousins running around here, probably not running around anymore, but they're around anyhow. Further explained that I had have a brother here and a daughter and a son-in-law, but I didn't stop there. I said I have some precious grandchildren here that also need some grandfatherly advice at times. And I could have said vice versa. Be that as it may, we're glad to be here. I have a title to a message. I think it's a way to connect with a title. Sometimes we remember the title and then remember the content better. So I've entitled this message, Seeds of Potential. I have a little pack of seed here. It's never been opened. And it's 100% pure seed. And this package of seed has a lot of potential. Jesus spoke about the potential of seed. Very interesting, in a parable. We want to turn to that. The seed in this package has potential for 100-fold. However, as long as the seed remains in this package, it's of no value. Now, I'm starting down a path here, if you stay with me. We can also take the seed from this package and place it into various applied places. We can scatter the seed among the wayside where people trod on and traffic drives over it, and you know the result. We could scatter this seed upon the thorns and the weeds, and you know the result there. We're going to see Jesus' words pretty soon. We could scatter the seed upon stony places. There's not much earth. The sun rises, the temptation of life comes along, and they wither. Or we could plant this seed on good, full of moisture, Kansas soil, and well cared for, produce seed, as you see in the picture here. I hope that makes a little point. So seeds are very interesting. It's an interesting subject. It reveals the wisdom of God. Jesus made reference to seed in a parable. So it's expression of the wisdom of God. We want this message to be meaningful, practical, and applicable. We trust the garden of your heart and my heart has been prepared for the seed. And we trust that the sower will faithfully sow the seed, only pure seed, and that it would bear fruit to its potential, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. I'm not sure what all this means, Jesus' parable. Maybe you can help me out later. I don't know, is this parallel with the talents or not? I tend to believe it doesn't quite parallel with the talents. I believe, my dear people, that the Word of God is a seed and has potential for 100-fold, as the seed in this package does. I probably would conclude that the 30-fold, 60, and 100-fold would depend on you and me. That's the way I kind of read into this. So we'll turn to our text in Mark chapter 4. We could go to various gospels for this parable. Mark chapter 4, verse 1. And he, that's Jesus, began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, and sprang up, and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside, when the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately received it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. There we have it. The devotional this morning paralleled with my message very well, I think. My thoughts, I thought it was a good introduction to our message. So God has the seed, the Word of God. It has full potential that is waiting to blossom forth in our future, God-planned future, and into our destiny. Sometimes we allow matters to enter our lives that hinder and stunt growth, as we have read. Things that cut the supply of nutrients, holding back the seeds from developing into full potential, God-planned potential. It may be our insecurities, the lack of confidence, or past hurts, or we may not have forgiven a wrong done against us, not released the person that has done wrong against us, and I'd like to have more on that matter later. Whatever the obstacle, God wants to show us how to deal with these issues. We have some Bible principles and examples recorded to teach us with the most profound lessons of tragedy turned into triumph, seeds developing into full potential. Are you a Ruth who has left all behind, walked into her future with purpose? Or are you an Esther who may be facing a test, a crisis? Maybe you are battling with the need for someone just to understand you. Maybe you are a Joseph who was despised, sold to strangers by their brothers, who happened to be passing by, not because of any wrong he had done, because of jealousy in their hearts. Joseph was called upon to deal with it, the situation that he was faced. We're dealing with a few issues here. The first is, we no doubt have been wronged, falsely accused, no doubt. Second, we have wronged others. Also, we need to know how to deal with both of these issues. So why deal with the issue or this issue or that problem? Because God has a plan for you. Your destiny is to live beyond yourself, reach out to God's planned future for your life. Many get stuck in this rut. We can't leave the past to make way for the future, and therefore the seed falls by the wayside and among thorns and stony places, and the seed is hindered from reaching its potential. The transformation begins by knowing what God has done for you. It is knowing your position in Christ Jesus who gives you the power to overcome any obstacle. It's not who you are, but whose you are that counts. The moment we understand sovereign God, and when his plan for our life begins to unfold before us, we will know how to deal with issues and replenish ourselves with joy and strength to step boldly into the exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, the destiny that is waiting for you. Are we ready to step into the water? We now want to wade out a little bit deeper and expand on some of my earlier thoughts. We want to consider obstacles that hinder growth and development of the seed as it is sown into our hearts. We mention insecurities, lack of confidence, wrong opinion of others. I'm not sure where to go with that one. Past hurts. Hurts that have not properly healed. And the last one mentioned may be the number one stumbling block. Many times we may not really know how to identify a hurt, but way down deep, the hurt is brewing. And here's where we oftentimes get stuck. The other person has done me wrong. I was wronged. And down deep, there's a feeling he or she has to pay for it. No, we wouldn't openly admit it, but our actions and our lives oftentimes betray that. They need to pay for that. So now we need a mirror to identify the problem and then confront and further conquer to overcome the obstacle. Conquering is the goal to ultimately reach our destiny. May I yet mention, sometimes our hurts are buried in an unforgiving spirit, and this is difficult to identify. But in all of this, the seed is hindered from reaching its potential. We're held back. Sometimes our hurts, I bear an unforgiving spirit. As I said, it's a difficult one to identify. I have started down a difficult path, but we're not going to stop here. I'm reminded of a little saying when I learned in school, mirror, mirror on the wall, you are the fairest of them all. If that's our heart, we're not the fairest of them all. We may think we are, but the downfall, but the hindrance to the seed developing to its potential. So what does the mirror really say? If I understand the counseling ministries of Shepherd's Fold, Deeper Life Ministries, Fresh Start, it's to help the mirror to identify the problem, confront the problem, and conquer. Our bottom line is to conquer. This message is based on a premise. We can't conquer what we don't confront. We can't confront what we don't identify. Are you with me? The bottom line is, deal with it. Seeds of potential lay dormant as a result of not dealing with issues in our own lives. Each one of us bears the responsibility to look into the mirror of our own soul and deal with what we see there. If we're unwilling to identify and confront the major issues of life, we cannot truly be successful in the eyes of the Lord and reach our destiny with promise, full of promise. We cannot live a joyful life of purpose and see the seeds of potential develop if we're bundled up in our own little world. I will now need to relate to you a true story. I'm sorry, this happened to be the story of a girl. It could have as well been a boy, so bear with me. Many years ago, a girl grew up with multiple unresolved problems, issues. She was molested as a young girl. Her dad committed suicide, to name a few. So she grew up a feisty, bitter girl. A few times the boys showed an interest in her, but when they saw the real her, they up and left her set. She continued to blame circumstances. And then Randy came along, and now Randy was of a different nature. One evening, they got into a heated argument, and this girl quickly put up a wall as always before. Old hurts and emotions of her childhood sprung up. She began to manipulate things to her advantage. But Randy, as I said, was of a different nature. He saw something valuable in this girl, worth holding on to, but that was undeveloped. He stood his ground, so to speak. This girl ended up throwing herself on the floor, literally crying, even screaming, "You don't understand. Your daddy didn't commit suicide. You were not abused and molested." And she was sure Randy would stoop over and lift her up and apologize, but he didn't. Instead, he stood and looked down at her with a stern face. Finally, after a few minutes, what seemed to her like a half hour, he said, "When you are ready to deal with your issues and act like a grown-up, give me a call." And he walked out the door. This girl knew that Randy would call later that evening and apologize, but he didn't. A true story. 2 days went by and she hadn't heard from him. A week went by, 2 weeks, and 3 weeks went by and she had not heard from him. And she fussed and fumed, "How can he do this to me?" At the end of 3 weeks, she looked into the mirror. And there she saw a bitter, undeveloped, unhappy girl. One who has not yet identified or confronted the major issue of life. The seed of potential lay dormant in this girl. And then she remembered. Randy said, "When you are ready to deal with the issues and act like a grown-up, give me a call." So she did. She called. Randy answered in his usual kind voice, "Oh, you're ready to deal with the issue and act like a grown-up?" And this was a major turning point in her life. Later they got married, had a good marriage. And this girl contributed the turning point in her life to Randy's requirement to deal with it. Deal with the issue. Seeds of potential. I like these stories that turn out positive. I love those stories that turn out positive. Many don't, but many do. This girl at one point picked up her Bible and held it up and prayed, "Lord, I don't want to be going around this mountain for the rest of my life. I don't want to be going through the third and fourth marriage facing the same issues and hurts deep in my soul. Lord, help me." She prayed, and she discovered some very important principles and found in her studies in the Bible some important answers. If we are willing to identify, confront, and conquer the issues of life, to truly repent and deal with them, God can heal, restore, and lead us into a future with promise. There we have it. There it is. A destiny that is beyond our wildest dream. Another little true story comes to my mind. I think I related this before, and the clock is running away. But some of the younger ones here probably didn't hear it, so I think I'll repeat it. Okay? Years ago, we had two little girls. My wife and I built a playhouse. And we put a screen around the outer perimeter of this little playhouse and used the scissors to cut the screen. Then we laid the scissors on the little table in the playhouse. And the oldest was about 5 years old, and she grabbed for the scissors. "Oh, no," we said. "No, this is a dangerous tool. You can't have the scissors." And laid it back down again. But at that point, there was nothing in this world that she'd rather had than the scissors. You know all about it, don't you? because you wasn't supposed to have it. She grabbed it again. So we took it and laid it up on the sill of the wall where she couldn't reach it. Figured I'd fix you. And then the little girl's grandfather was standing by and very kindly said, "Now you've not taught the girl anything. All you did was laid it out of her reach. In a few years, she'll grow up and she'll reach and get that scissors." Am I making a point? You should have left it lay, he said, and taught the girl, leave it alone. Help develop this girl. Seeds of potential, brethren. A valuable lesson. Now, I don't want to reflect a negative here, but I've been around the mountain a few times, and we have churches that have pews full of people, 30, 40, 50, 60-year-olds have not learned to leave the scissors laid. And we have church problems. And seed of potential is laying dormant because of it. Now, a little glimpse into the life of Ruth. Ruth could have easily said, "A person with my background and the circumstances, just my circumstances, just can't succeed." She didn't sit back and pout, nurse past hurts, but she let God bless her life. She made the right choices, and seeds of potential yielded its fruit. I see Ruth producing 100-fold. I love those stories. Love it. The message here is, leave the past, those things that drag us down. Jesus said, "No man that putteth his hand to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God." It's a leave and cleave situation. Leave the past disappointments, the past hurts. The consequences of our failures and foolish choices, leave them behind. Walk into the future with promise. Deal with it. Let's deal with it. We look into Joseph's life and experience, how he left the past, permitted the seed of potential to develop. Joseph had the best of all opportunities to pay his brothers back a blow or two of all the hurts they caused him. Joseph didn't focus on the wrongs that were inflicted on him. He left those behind and walked into the future with promise. He looked to those experiences as an opportunity for the seeds of potential to develop and yield its fruit again, I believe, 100-fold. I cannot read in the scriptures ever where Joseph had ill will or sinned. I'm not sure that he was human. I'm not saying he didn't. But he's certainly a real example. A lesson to behold. And now, I'm ready to make a statement. Probably a pretty strong one. You can listen in if you care. If every person in our Anabaptist churches, ordained brethren and all, would follow Joseph's pattern of dealing with wrongs done against him and would deal with the hurts in the same way he did, church splits would greatly diminish, confusion in our churches would greatly diminish, counseling ministries would probably need to send half their staff home, maybe even close the doors. What's holding us back? What's holding us back? Are we ready to leave the past embrace the future with God and permit the seeds of potential to produce 36 and 100 fold more hundred than otherwise. This is a deliberate, conscious act on our part. It's a choice. Are we ready for the next level in life? Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Maybe we'll start with verse 10 real quick. Then I may know that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, the Apostle Paul testimony. Indeed. My side column says straightforwardness. Paul's message here lies at the core of our thought this morning. We dare not close this subject without considering the life and response of the Lord Jesus. He could have said, "You don't understand. It's not fair." And it wasn't. He went through the most unfair trial that was ever held. Many untruths and false claims came against him, condemned to death, nailed to the cruel cross, and there he prayed, "Father God, forgive these people. They don't understand what they're doing. Forgive them and release them." That asking too much? He's our example. He walked the way and the path. He left an example. That's right. Father God, forgive them. And he released them. All this to set you and me free. Are we ready for the next level? Matthew 18, the account of the two servants. The first was forgiven $52+ million, so to speak. The same servant refused to forgive the one owed him a measly little $42. You and I were the first servant. We had a debt we couldn't pay, and Jesus came along and he paid it with his blood. How dare we not forgive a small debt? Philippians 3:10, dying with Christ, resurrect to potential. Today, many seeds of potential lie dormant because we do not leave the past, permit those hurts, unforgiveness, or we permit hurts and unforgiveness to hold us back. We choose our path. The path we choose leads to our destiny. I'd like to turn to Isaiah, but we won't. The message is so profound. Through his wounds, we are healed. Are we healed this morning? Or are we hurting? Jesus took our burden to the cross to heal us. We now refer to this seamstress for an object lesson in closing. A pattern is laid on the piece of cloth and cut to the pattern with a specific end result in mind. It needs to fit. Jesus is the pattern. You and I are the cloth. God cuts the cloth to the pattern. Are we ready for the cutting table? That's simple. In conclusion, we cannot conquer what we will not confront. We cannot confront what we do not identify. Are we ready for the next level? Shall we kneel for prayer? Gracious Father in heaven, we thank you for the parable the Lord Jesus gave about the seed and its potential. Lord, we understand that the Word of God is the seed. And if we permit it to be properly placed and planted into the heart, the garden prepared, bring forth fruit, dear God, to its potential. We confess this morning, Heavenly Father, just an open heart that we have failed many times to prepare the garden for the seed. Now, dear God, here forth, we pray that as the seed is sown, that the garden of our heart might be prepared. Good soil, then we take also good care of the seed as it sprouts, springs forth. We root out the seed and the weed of jealousy and pride and all that entails with it to bring forth fruit to your kingdom and to your glory. Bless us to this end. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.